And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
1, 2, 3.
So yesterday we told you about Sean Coogler getting some grief from the El Paso Times because of some stuff that the one of the players said that was happening in the huddle and on the sidelines, that he was that the players were fighting amongst each other, that you know things were real tense and they were angry at each other. Well, the other thing that was in that commentary by the El Paso Times was the fact that he was real rude about the medical condition of some of his players. And so yesterday he had his regular Monday morning press conference after the game, and he addressed that.
Addressed what exactly?
He addressed the El Paso Times saying that he was rude to the news media.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they kept asking him, well, don't you know how your players are? I mean, how would you not know what the medical condition of your players is?
Right, right, okay.
And he was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not a doctor. I don't even talk to the doctors till the next day.
Yeah.
Okay? And then he talked to the media. Oh.
About being a doctor? Not being a doctor?
Darn it. I was going to give you the audio, but it's not coming up. Okay. So he said, what he said was, you know what? Don't ask me stupid questions again during my after the game press conference.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you the same thing over and over again. I'm not a doctor. And he said, don't do it again. And you can write all the articles you want to about me, but it's not going to change the way I do things.
Right. About me being rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have some respect for the players.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he got a little bit more grief yesterday from the reporters in the room. They were like, dude, you should probably at least preliminarily know what's going on with your players. They're your players. You know?
But what he said made a lot of sense.
What?
I mean, he said, look, I will let the professionals and the experts evaluate them first, and then the next day they can tell me.
Sure.
Because a lot of times you don't know right away how bad the injury is.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But what the El Paso Times was having a problem with was he was saying, you know what, stop asking me that question.
Yeah.
Well, it's like all you need to say is, yeah, I'm waiting for the doctor's word back.
Right.
Because
yeah.
that's what he was doing.
Sure, yeah, but stop asking him that question then. Wait until Monday.
But
you know,
just answer the question. I'm
when
waiting
he has
for the
press conference
word back.
On Monday, he can tell you, okay, here's what they said. This guy is out. This guy will be better in 6 weeks, blah, blah, blah.
Come on. You know that if somebody told us, stop asking me that question, we'd be like, well, what are you doing about it right now? And the answer is, I'm waiting for word back from my doctors. That's all he has
to
say.
So it's really not an answer. So stop asking him the same question.
It is an answer.
No, it's just like if you're a mom or a dad, if your kid keeps asking you the same question, you're going to get the same answer.
He's not a kid.
Stop
They're reporters.
Stop asking me the question.
They're reporters. They're
I know
not
they
kids.
Are, but like I said, like, it's like you're a parent. When they keep asking you the same question, stop asking me the question. You're going to get the same answer.
Okay, then treat them with the same respect he's asking to be treated with.
I'm on Coogler. Team Coogler on this one.
I'm not. I think he's acting like a petulant child. EPISD is looking into buying new buses.
I heard.
And they could be getting seatbelts, which is great. It is part of the bond issue that was just recently passed, that they're going to buy 80 new buses. They're going to have what are called three-point seatbelts, which are the ones that you have in your car. The problem is that the old buses are too costly to retrofit.
Right.
But the good news is there will be at least 80 buses with seatbelts. Uh-huh. And a lot of those buses are going to be used like when they travel and go away.
Yeah, okay.
So that's good for EPISD.
And that's because of a new law that just started September 1st.
Right.
Not because, you know, they care about your kids.
No, it's because they're being forced to do
it. Not that they don't care about your kids, that's not why they're doing it.
But school
it's because they're buying new buses and they have to have seatbelts now.
But school districts across Texas are being forced to do it by law. And the Duranguito, the reason why Max Grossman, because I got a call from a listener who said, why did they get that last minute stay at the very last minute? The reason why is because Max Grossman said that the city is violating the Texas Antiquities Code because they didn't notify the Texas Historical Commission about their plans to undertake the multipurpose center project. And so the judge sided with Grossman yesterday and he said, yep, okay, well, you guys need to do that. So that's one of the reasons why this is continuing, why they got that the last 15 minutes of the day.
Right.
They were able to get the paperwork in and they were able to halt the demolition. And by the way, the buildings that are going to be demolished are not the city-owned buildings. These are privately owned buildings.
And the reason that they only had 15 minutes to do it was because the city waited until the end to file their motion.
Right, exactly.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Which made them have to scramble.
Yes. And that's what, but that's what lawyers do.
Sure.
That's what lawyers do.
Yeah. So they're not petulant children.
No.
But Kugler is.
Yeah, they are. No.
Okay.
Both sides on the Durangito, they're both acting like idiots.
Three things you need to know, three things people are talking about. It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.